in a sense, Yusuke Aonuma's winning piece in the Tokyo Midtown competition is just like that.
Because dandelions, or rather a weed, they're everywhere, and when they're fluff, you pick them up and you blow it. And I was always fascinated by it.
Artist, educator Yusuke Aonuma says it wasn't until more recently that he really examined the inner workings of that common fluff ball, not found in Hawaii, by the way. Aonuma found himself making an art piece by laboriously deconstructing, then reconstructing a dandelion puff.
While he was reconstructing the fluff, he was transferring it one by one with a small pincet. That's when he noticed that one individual dandelion seed can act as a whole architectural structure.
So what, you say? Aonuma used the individual seeds as architectural building blocks to create a mini cityscape. Each seed stands like an evanescent sparkler lit from below. Tiered or arrayed like columns, each fragile 3/4-inch spindle with its little tuft joins with others to form amphitheaters, capitals, colonnades, little imaginary arenas.
I am very curious and interested about the fact that they fly. They get blown in the wind. By rooting something that is actually meant to blow like the dandelion seed, that is what draws me in the most.
For his piece in the UH Commons Gallery, Aonuma will use plant material liberated by those 50-mile-per-hour winds last week.
Your cities are made out of natural materials.
Yes, exactly. And if you just blow it away, my cityscape, the buildings there, they'll collapse. And actually, during the exhibition, it collapsed once.
Aonuma notes, maybe someone sneezed. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.